Welcome back. Okay, we're holding with Simon Yud Dalet. Because Pesukah is Zimra. Pesukah is Zimra. The Torah starts off. The Torah says in Sirin Aleph that Tzach Leimer ben Nigun ben Neima ki hu she'no ben Nechmad, and he's going on Baruch Shama, but the idea of Psuki de Zimra of Zemer, and some say the word Zimra is from Lashon of Zimer, the Sizma from this week's Parsha, not to cut the Lashon of Zemer, because it what's the word they say? They say it's the Lashon of Zimra of Zimer because it cuts our separation before we come to Tefillah. It cuts our separation between the separation between us and the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The Gemara Bracha says Kol Ayma Tila Dav Chayim Gim Pamim Muftach Leshu Ben Olam Haba Rav Sim Loi Dash and Loi Dami Sad Ad Meshvach Eshom Makam Akhrin Yisbal. The person should be Mesad Eshvach, then he should daven. Lachain Tiknu Loi Mo Koydim Tfila. So it comes out that the Kaveh Psuk the Zimra, which we'll see that the Mvorim Sechta Seifrim, is important to know that the Iker Psuk the Zimra is Ashrei and the Halalukas. That was the original Takana. The original Takana was the Sheishas of Mizrimayim Shokol Yoyim. That the original Takana was Ashrei and Halalukas, and then later on the other Mizmarim were added on. That's the Iker of Pesukah Zimra. Pesukah Zimra was Niskan based on the idea that first the person should be Mesad the Shevach of the Makom, then after Davin. Which is interesting because when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, that's what we do in Shmoneh Esrei. We start off the first three brachas of Shevach. Then we have Akashis, and then we have Berachas Hodah. So the Olam Misad Olam Shvachim the Fnei Amokim L'Chari is the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. Elamai, there's a certain Misad Olam Shvachim Shalmokim which comes even before the Shvach of the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. I mean, the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei is part of the Din Tefillah. There's Alach and Tefillah. That Tefillah has to start off with Shevach. Then there's a hakdama to that, which is the shevach of Pesukah de Zimra, which goes well with it says the chassidim rishonim hayishayim shah achas kodem tefillah, and then the prim gadim and others say that what were they doing for shah achas? They're saying Pesukah de Zimra. So that's the shah and shah achas, the preparing themselves for an hour before was through Pesukah de Zimra. And then they were able to start tefillah, which also has a din shevach. Okay, so zog the kitzur. Min hoydu alach ha-shira, from hoydu until after the shira, heima psuke de zimra, they are psuke de zimra. Baruch shama hi brach shal afneim, v'yishtabach hi brach shal achreim. And Chazal set it up in a way that we view baruch shama as the brach shal afneim, the bracha before psuke de zimra, and yishtabach is the bracha shall achrim of afterwards. Mishisko Baruch Shama alach gemat tefila. From when one begins Baruch Shama until after he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, and we'll see that it really extends even further, goes even until after Tachnun. Also laafsik v'dibar afil b'lashon hakodesh. It's also for one to be mafsik with dibar even if he's speaking lashon hakodesh. V'chein b'chol makom shos laafsik also afilu. Then we'll see that there are certain exceptions when one could be mafsik, and there's a difference between during Pesukah de Zimra and Berachas Kriyas Shema. Now, there are different minhagim when when to say Hoidu. Is Hoidu said before Baruch Shama or it said after Baruch Shama? You take a look at the Beis Yosef and Siman Nun. Over there, the Beis Yosef brings down the Sefer Orchos Chaim, where he explained that that he writes over there that after the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel, we say Hoidu Hashem Kirv Shmoi. And the reason for that is because the Fishikala Shanim Shaya Aram Biriya Tikan Davashi Oimim Zam Mizma. Davar was in second to say this Mizma, and in the Seda Oilam is brought down that he would say by the Tamil Shal Shacha from Hoidul Hashem until Vinviya Al Tereyu, by the Tamil Shal Ben Abayim, he would say from Shirul Hashem till Adva Halul Hashem, Reimu Hashem Alikenu. And then the other psukim of Rachmim, like Hashem Tzvokai Zimano, Hashem Tzvokai Zashay Adam Techbach, is based on Yishami, that a person should always say those psukim, and other reasons for those psukim. So there's really three parts to Hoidu. There's the first part which was said by Tamar Shal Shacha, the second part was said by Tamar Shal Ben Bayim, then there's a collection of psukim Rachmim. And then on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, they were Moisif. Many other kapitloch of Tilm. Now, so therefore the svara for those that say Hoidu before Baruch Shama is because since it was said by the Tam Shal Shach and Tam Shal Ben Abayim, so therefore as Shach is to the Karbanes. So once we say the Karbanes, we follow through with the psukim of Hoidu. The svara of those that say Hoidu after Baruch Shama is because the Maisa, everyone agrees that it's part of Pesukim Zimra. Even those that say before Baruch Shama, it's still a chelik of Pesukim Zimra, it's just Shaykh to the Kabbanis. Still part of Pesukim Zimra. So therefore it makes sense to say it after you made the bracha of Baruch Shama. Those are the two minhagim of what they say before or after. The minig of the Nusach Sfar that says it before is based on that Riza. That the Rizal held to say it before, but even those the Daki Chaim V'Sholim brings down, from the Munkach, he brings down that even those that say Hoidu before, they should not be mafsik with speaking words that are not needed because it is La Chedek of Pesukim Zimra. Okay. Again, each one follows their meaning. It's a very long discussion in the Paiskim about if you're davening in, if let's say your minig is Nusach Svart, and now you're in a place with the davening Ashkenaz, or the other way around, your Nusach is Ashkenaz, and you're in a place with the davening Svart. This is one Nafkamina that comes about. There's one Nafkamina when they say Hoidu, and there are other Nafkaminas throughout the Nuschais of davening, which maybe we'll discuss a little tomorrow. It's based on our Amma here in Hilchos Sefirot Sa'ima, so it's in Yom Deim also. There's also Mizma Sheikh Hanukkah Sabayas to David. This Mizma, it's not clear. Deutz Tefillah says Arichas. He tries to figure out when were they Misaknim, but it's not a Chilek of Pesukim Zimra. The Rosh Hashulchan starts off in Simin Nun, Sif Gimel and Dalet. Over there he goes through that Tefillah, from the beginning of Tefillah until after Shemoneh Esrei is divided into four groups. And then he says, V'tam Amiris Pesukim Eilat, the Mizmah Sheikh Hanukkas, Amru Shlomo B'Shash Ichnas Ha'aron Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shlomo said when he brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'leinena Ashizke Z'chuz David. Right? Like the Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Lamed, that he wasn't answered until the gates didn't open, until he mentioned the name David. Therefore, we marked them beforehand with this mizma shabay nigla tzitkasai. Therefore, it's not really part of Pesukim Zimra. So it's like a not an introduction, it's a capital before Pesukim Zimra to give us that's close to go into Pesukim Zimra. That's Mizma Sheikh Hanukkah Sabayas the David. Okay, Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll continue.
Say, how do you go to social and talk after? And that,